Y'all hear me, bro?
Yeah, I hear you now.
Okay, I got some better headphones. LGTV.TV. Young Kevin.
Yeah. Thank God, because the other one was trash.
Yeah.
Young Gary.
Yeah.
You sound a little muffled. Say something else.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you good now. Sound...
Bonte.
Hello.
Say hello. Nigga, we not on the phone, man.
Hello.
The people want to hear you say hello.
Yeah, they heard me today.
But nah, man. Well, Kevin wasn't here, but we was just getting into, obviously George Floyd. Autopsy came back. The initial one came
trash.
Back said like literal nonsense that he died for something other than a nigga with his knee on his neck. like I really don't understand it. Do y'all literal think there's any way that doctor paid off for that?
Oh yeah, that's I mean 100%. Like I ain't say paid off, but I mean come on now.
Did y'all see the findings today?
The initial one.
Well, he said. The underlying health problem.
No.
Today he said, he died from a heart attack, had fentanyl in his system.
And that's a funny thing, though. This is a funny thing, bro. Before the autopsy came out, I mean, like 2 days before that, that one of those sheriffs or somebody said he probably died because he had a heart condition, a heart attack, and had drugs in the system. That's what I saw a post that said.
Yeah, I saw that.
And then that's what happened, huh? Okay. Like, get out of here with that.
Like, like he was living just fine before he had a knee in his neck with all of that stuff. Before he had a knee in his neck, he was just fine. Bro. Like, he was living just fine before the knee got to his neck. How is that
possible? They laughable, bro.
Right. Come on, bro. And then the independent doctor come in and say, nope, he died because the what? Suffocation. Like, on his diaphragm, literally couldn't breathe like he was saying. Like, and I went back and watched the video again today just because I don't know. I just needed to see it again just for myself, just to see, like, just real life. Like,
you muffled.
Calling out mama, like, it's tough, bro. I know a lot of people can't watch videos like that, but for me, seeing it makes it real. Because if you just tell me about it, I'm like, man, come on, man. Like, he really did that to him, bro. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
But yeah, man,
Uh-oh.
Bro. It's
Tevin. Okay, I thought I was about to drop everybody.
Okay. Nah, we good. But what other aspect do y'all want to attack about it? Like, obviously, the first initial autopsy was garbage.
Yeah, I mean, like, it just, I feel like it's just compiled on top of that. It's like, oh no, you know, there's no racism. This ain't gonna help nothing. And then on top of him getting his knee and his neck choked to death in the middle of the street, then the autopsy is a piece of crap. Like, come on, man. Like, it just. Yeah, it just won't stop him. And then he gets charged with third-degree murder. You know, it's like, bro.
Third degree. Not second, not first. Third is pretty much saying he accidentally
killed him.
Like, when he's looking him dead in his face, everybody around is telling him, bro, he's dying. Take your knee off his neck. The EMTs, even though another separate issue, if y'all look at the video again, it wasn't EMTs that even showed up. It was literally police officers that showed up in the ambulance. But whatever, I ain't gonna even finna get into that. They show up and he still got his knee on his neck, bro, for no reason. Like, he's clearly passed out. He's not a threat. He wasn't a threat to begin with if he was handcuffed.
With three other officers on their weight on his back.
What? Like, they even said that's what they're taught. You only put a knee in a person's neck if they're clearly resisting, if they're trying to resist. He was laying there. So the first minute and a half when you got your knee in his neck and he's just laying there and he's saying he can't breathe, take it off. You did it on purpose. That's why third degree ain't enough for you, bro. It's not.
And then you get those, you know, those Facebook, I don't know, people that be like, oh, well, you know, he's been charged. Justice been served, so they can stop. Bro, I'm like, he's third degree. Like, come on.
It ain't because first he was only charged with third degree, and second he could get acquitted. I mean, anything can happen. We done seen it before, and they think these riots been crazy as hell. Now let that nigga get off of not guilty. You gonna see something worse.
The thing me and Vontae was talking about how, you know, they can't downgrade charges, but they can upgrade charges. That's why we think they did third degree murder, but they need to add manslaughter on top because I think he gonna have to find a way to beat the murder streak.
They're going to keep trying to argue that he didn't purposely kill him. But when you look at this man, you look at the video, you look at how evil he looks, you look at him not taking his knee off when the man is clearly not a threat, what else was you trying to do besides kill him? What else were you trying to do?
Yeah.
And something I just thought of, like, after 9.5 minutes, when were you planning on to put him in a unit and square him away and get him to it's like you waited till he died first before, like, when you were eventually going to have to set him up to put him in a cop car eventually or something, like, but you just
like,
and when were you going to do that?
Because you was no longer concerned about making arrests. You was trying to prove a point, and then to me you was trying to kill him. You wanted to kill him. You wanted him to die. You had your hands in your pocket with your knee on his neck when it could have been over with. Like, this is crazy, bro. And to the black folks that's using this as a time to talk down on other black folks, I hate you niggas with a passion. I hate you niggas. It don't make no sense, bro. This is not the time to be talking down on other black folks trying to do this. That's like, come on now, bro. Like, we can agree to disagree on some stuff, but how you go about it is important.
Right. I was watching Undisputed today when Steven Jackson was on there with Shannon and Skip, and they said George Floyd didn't have no fake money. Because Steven Jackson was at the store a couple times that week, and the money they gave was all real. So it wasn't no phony money or no counterfeit bills.
Man, bro, and again, I mean, he was drunk. I understand whatever they wanted, they felt like they needed to call the police, but
it's still not a death sentence,
right? No, it's not. Vontae, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm listening.
Yeah, bro. Like the people. So I mean, as far as the rioting, the looting, my position on that is, get the message across how you need to, bro.
Yeah.
Even though, first off, most of the rioting and looting part has been done by 9 black people. I mean, but of course, they see one black person do it, and the racist people start spreading around. Like, see, they're not even out there peaceful. They out there doing this, doing that. When, I mean, if it is a black person doing it, just like they say there's a few bad apples in the police, why you don't say that? Oh, there's a few bad apples in the black community, but most of them were out there being peaceful, which we have video of people out there telling others, don't loot, don't do this. And then we have 9 black people out there looting and starting fires and stuff like that. Like, we're not out there with items ready to start a fire, my nigga. We just going out there with signs and ourselves. We not even thinking that far ahead, my nigga. We just like, let's go protest. We don't do all that.
We don't carry kerosene and all that extra shit and bats and hammers and shit. We don't do that. And skateboards.
We don't even do that, bro. So when you see all these people trying to come down on black people, rioting, looting and stuff, even if it is black people, like I said, get your point across how you need to, because we saw Martin Luther King and we saw Colin Kaepernick be peaceful, and it got them nowhere. And everybody condemned them and hated them for how they protested, even though it was peaceful.
They got Martin Luther King shot. Assassinated.
Shot. Don't forget that he got smothered. Shot. And then he got smothered in the hospital.
Oh, I didn't hear about that.
Yeah. He got shot first. He's in the hospital. He was alive. He was going to make it. Somebody came in and smothered him with a pillow.
And that's on that's not even conspiracy theory. That's on the FBI and MLK website.
Yeah.
It's not even conspiracy.
It's crazy.
It would never be taught in school. Never be taught in school.
Exactly. It's crazy how many people don't know that, bro. And that's a literal fact. Like, that's not, you're not making it up.
I know that.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying, bro. See, like, and it's just crazy. You're like, oh, yeah, Martin Luther King got shot and then he died. No, bro. He got smothered with a pillow. Like, they wanted him dead, bro. And it's crazy. So if they hated Martin Luther King and he was extra peaceful, they hated Malcolm X, he was on the other side, they hated Colin, he was peaceful. How the hell you want people to go about protesting? Please tell
every
me.
Every time somebody said, this ain't the way, I just ask them, okay, what's the way?
Tell me, please tell me the way. Knows. Black people and white people and other people of other colors, they be like, this ain't the way. Nigga, tell me the way then. What's the way?
I don't care what the way is. Just need a plan. Everybody need to be together and have one plan. Everybody move as one because everybody doing their own thing right now. It's all over.
But even then, all black people are never going to agree on one thing.
Exactly.
But stop. But as far as like condemning each other when we don't agree, that's my problem. Like, if this nigga want to burn up Target and this nigga want to peacefully protest, I'm like doing both and maybe one of them will work. Maybe.
Like I said, you ain't even got to be, like I said, I'm not a looter or rot. You ain't got to condone it to understand. Like, I swear, right. All I've been doing is doing analogies. I'm like, it's like you got this wife at home with a husband, and the husband has been slapping her around, beating her up, pushing her down, all this stuff. And then the moment she retaliates physically and, I don't know, stab his nigga in the arm, I'm like, well, I mean, I understand. Like, no, don't stab him. No, don't.
Like,
no,
what?
I understand. you went out there with a bat and you knocked his glass out of his car and you keyed his car. I'm not saying that's right, but I understand. That's all that matters. Like, I how can I put myself in your shoes and say, tell you to do something different? Like, come on. I hate that, bro.
Exactly. Vontae, what you thinking, bro?
Yeah, I mean, I have no problem. I mean, what I do have a problem with, because I've been seeing it, like, on social media with, like, a lot of, I mean, and I'm not saying, like you said, I'm not saying turn everybody against each other, but it's a lot of, like, black people the younger generation, but I mean, like I said, it's always gonna be like nobody's gonna agree on everything. This is just cool as an opportunity to go. Like, I seen a nigga on Facebook yesterday selling shoes. This nigga had like 100-150 pair of shoes, bro. And people in the comments were saying them niggas like was going to group in the mall and going to steal to like try to take advantage of like of the tragedy.
Mm-hmm. Like I said,
you don't agree with that.
There'll always be a few bad apples. I mean,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's in anything in life. In any situation, mm-hmm. people are always gonna take like, but you can't pick and choose those who you gonna make define the whole group.
Right.
Exactly, because they'll tell you again. They'll tell you up and down that one bad police officer don't mean they all bad. Okay,
not all cops are bad. Keep that same energy,
exactly.
Please.
Exactly.
Not all cops are bad. But they cops, not. Guys.
And the crazy thing is, it's so crazy how much you have to fight for literally just saying, hey, we don't want people, black people, to continue to be killed for no reason. Like, it's crazy how much fight you get back from just trying to stop racism, systematic racism. Like, so many people feel like that's the right way. It's crazy that you can't just get you're right, like, let's fight against this. And everybody... black, white, all colors fight against it. It's crazy you get so much opposition to saying that.
They need an excuse. Like, no, he had there's a reason why we killed him. Like, they got to come up with reasons why they did so-and-so to justify their bullshit.
Or just sort of lie. Oh, that's not
yeah,
why he died.
Like,
my 200-pound knee in his neck plus pressure is not why he died.
Because I tell you, people are quick to use the patriotism and religion to hide their own racism, bro. Yeah. People are quick to use that.
And the crazy thing is, if you really a Christian, then there's no way you could be racist because you would love everybody.
Yeah.
But it's crazy how people take. It's crazy how people take, like, from its beginning, obviously, Christianity started in a positive place. But over the years, it's done started wars. It's done had got a bad rap because so many evil people have twisted it to their liking to do evil things.
Exactly. That's why they have versions of certain Bibles and shit. King James Version, like, what the hell? As soon as the original content is changed, it's no longer pure to what it was supposed to be.
Well, that's a whole nother discussion.
Yeah, for sure. With the writing, yeah. How do you feel about like black-owned businesses getting rot and lean?
But again, that's because he said black-owned businesses getting. You're talking about like getting looted and stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen that in Dallas.
It's chaos. The reaction to what happened is chaos, and controlled chaos is an oxymoron. It just probably went, don't exist.
Yes,
it does. So I feel sorry for, I really do, for the trucker that got killed and the people that have innocent that got hurt.
A trucker got killed?
Yeah, I think a truck got pulled out of his truck trying to drive down the highway, and they did pretty bad. And I mean, I like I said, I don't condone that at all. And
I thought that happened in the riots in 92, but that dude didn't die.
No. This is one. One was recent. Supposedly.
Just like the dude who supposedly died in Dallas, who had the machete trying to protect the storefront.
Yeah, he did. He alive. Yeah. And the niggas tried to act like they just beat that nigga up for no reason when he was clearly chasing niggas.
Yeah, he chased me with a whole machete.
And then he got what you mean? Like trying to chase? Like, come on, now. He was trying to protect a bar that wasn't even his. Like, just a random bar. He like, nah, y'all ain't gonna mess this up. Like, my nigga, they out there unruly. Move out the way or you gonna get beat up. Like, don't be, are you stupid, nigga? Like, you think these niggas trying to be like, oh, man, my bad. Oh, nigga, they gonna do what they did. They gonna whoop you, nigga. Like, what are you doing? Yeah. Get out the way, bro.
Video from that Target store that white lady was acting like she was crippled, stabbing folks in a wheelchair when she was trying to steal an ATM.
Are you going to say you're not racist when you're clearly out there trying to stab people because they're stealing from a $1 billion corporation? Like, what is your purpose? What are you doing there? Are you think you're going to get a badge or something for saying that you tried to protect the Target?
A Target fan.
No, you're going to get beat up.
A Target fan.
Get a fire extinguisher sprayed on you. Like, come on, my nigga. What are you doing?
But back to what they were saying, what if it's like, you know, black owned business? I don't think the people and their reaction and their anger are actually able, like emotionally able, to sit down. And sometimes some of these people aren't able just to sit down and conduct a thorough protest. They're like, why? It's not gonna work. Let's just go burn some shit and turn some shit over. Oh, this Miss Isabel, she black building. Dang, it's too late. I wasn't thinking. I'm just in a rage right now. You know, I just, like I said, I understand. Mm-hmm. I don't want stuff like that to happen, but
somebody said was a good observation. That was like, if you're that prominent in the community and if people know you, I think they would have been less likely to turn you down.
If they know,
it's nice and you was kind and everybody knew you. Yeah. But of course, I would never want like any black, whether you was nice or not. I mean, if you're a bad person, then I might not care. But if you was just a normal black person just living, doing business, just normal, of course I don't want your shop to get torn down. But again, it's not just black people out there looting and breaking glass doing stuff. So it could have easily been a toxic person that broke the glass. If people see stuff open, they're gonna run in. But whatever, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
But again, it might not have been a black person that did it to that black owned business. Of course, I would hope not that, you know, that a black business would get messed up. There's just something in college that did get messed up.
Yeah, that's cool. Cause some black owned businesses are small, and their insurance can't cover their damages.
Yeah, like, that's what I'm saying. It's right. Already, and I feel like it's already hard for a black owned business to get a loan from a bank, bro. So all these white companies come up and buy
it. It sucks. It hurts. It sucks. It hurts. It does.
It really does, because it's
just like I said, you can't just control. Sometimes can't control some.
But these black folk out here taking up for Gucci and Target and I don't
who
care.
Who took up for Gucci? Was it Tory Lanez?
No. Tory been on our
somebody
side.
Somebody said some shit about Gucci.
It was Tiny best friend.
Oh, Shekinah
friend. Yeah, Shekinah, like crying about Gucci and Linux.
Fuck no damn Linux. That shit is sure, nigga.
Gucci, like. A racist like face mask type thing, nigga. They don't care about black people. Man, get the hell out of here talking about some Gucci.
Go ahead, get a coolest monkey in the jungle hoodie.
Hold all this stuff up to too high, like just because it's high class and it costs $300 for a scarf.
What makes it? Nigga, what makes it high class? The price tag.
The name.
Because I remember growing up, I used to see that shit. Like, oh, this is high fashion. I'm like, this bitch like she went in a garbage bag.
Balenciaga sneaker looks just like.
And we're going off on a but them Balenciagas are garbage. But niggas are wearing them just because they say Balenciaga.
Them big ass puffy ass shoes.
Them Skechers shape ups. Yeah.
They look like Skechers, bro. Yeah. But they're Balenciaga.
These 3,000.
Niggas will be like, hell no. Man, bro. And they think that shows wealth. No, nigga, you look stupid. Like, first off, they ugly. They're not even clean to even like be like, oh, that's a clean shoe. No, nigga, they ugly, but you just wearing them just because they cost a lot and because who made them. Like, nigga, you
like 2 Chainz had them big ass shoes on at the All-Star weekend one time we was playing that shit with Shaq. Them shoes was big as fuck.
And all that's be looking the same, bro.
Those are huge.
So what it is, 2 Chainz. I ain't gonna speak on people that just got 50 times as much money I got in a whole year.
But even them though, bro, like if, I mean, of course you can say what you might be doing.
Yeah.
If you had 50
years. You don't know. You don't know.
I 100% know that I would have Nikes and Jordans still. You know what I'm saying? Like, because I don't care about like that. You have niggas who like, if a sneaker costs a lot of money, they want that sneaker. Like, I'm literally the opposite. I wear whatever if I think like, it looks like I said, good. I don't care if it costs 50 or 500. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I feel like that's a whole other discussion too. Because when I'm where I'm at, when I'm 23 years old, oh, I mean, I just need me a Mustang or a Camaro or something. But if I'm making 30 times as much money, then I might get an Audi just because, I might get a Lamborghini just because.
Yeah, no, so. Since we own celebrities, what do y'all feel? We discussed it in the chat. What do y'all feel about some of the things celebrities have said, not said, done, not done? Like, who stands out on the good side? Who stands out on the bad side? Who's whatever? Like,
I'm like Gary. I haven't looked at
what
celebrities been saying.
I just want to say this, and I'm done on this whole part real quick. I don't put celebrities on a pedestal for anything. Half time, I don't want to hear what they got to say because I said it in the group chat. And I'm gonna say it again for the listeners. Half of these motherfuckers are so far removed from anything, or some of them even never have to, and some of them were born rich and never have to go through the average day struggle of a black person or any minority. Like Trey said, some niggas so rich they don't know how much a gallon of milk costs. You know what I'm saying? So if you ain't finna say shit and you feel like it's not in your lane to say anything, or you gonna say some stupid shit, stay to yourself. Because if you don't know who you really are and you say some shit, you gonna end up like Lil Wayne. And I'd rather you be quiet. If your money and your endorsements will mean more to you than what's going on right now in the world, and you feel like you don't have those problems. Fine. Stay out the way.
Or do like Michael Jordan did. Or Michael Jordan said, I didn't speak on it, but I did make a nice donation.
Exactly. Drake hit everybody with that bullshit-ass statement. Stay your Canadian ass over there, because we know you ain't going to mess up your money. But I don't look at the view of just putting people on pedestals and be like, I have to care what they say. But when Lil Wayne said... What he said the very first time, I'm a gangbanger, ma'am. Like, nigga, what? That was the most ignorant shit you could say on live TV. Like Lou said, I just want to hear you for music. And your music ain't been that high to the last album. So y'all just keep it to the music. Because some people do not need to talk. We have some.
Yeah, like I said in the chat, there are celebrities who I look to because they've demonstrated that they care about that aspect. They have music about it, or if they're a celebrity, a regular celebrity, they've talked about it, they've expressed it. So that's why I was looking. When I didn't hear from Cole for a couple of days, I was like, Cole, where you at, my nigga? Like, you done talked about this. I ain't looked into it, but I don't want to condemn you. And then when you do it, not say something. So I try, y'all noticed in the group chat, like if I did see somebody do anything, so Drake made a generic donation. Okay, like, I mean, that ain't saying nothing, but it's doing something. So whatever, I can't come down on you 100%. You know what I'm saying? But like, Cole was out there marching. I haven't heard nothing from Kendrick. I haven't seen if he said or did anything, but he don't be on social media.
That nigga social media.
Cole don't either, but he was out there. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, who knows what Kendrick is doing right now? I mean, but he's rapped about it and, a whole album about it. You know what I'm saying?
It might be people doing shit behind the scenes, too. It might be a lot of people doing it.
Of course, of course.
Like, people forget, like, Samuel Jackson was, like, a civil rights type of dude back in the day. He did all that shit. And sometimes if you did all that before and you realize, shit, nothing happened, why keep doing it? Let's do something different. We had 50, 60 years of marching.
And then, Jay obviously called the mayor in Minneapolis. So, those are the people, because obviously we've talked about it before. Jay has done things for the black community, and he seems like he cares. So Those are the type of people I look to. Like, all right, like, this is going on. Are you going to do or say something? But, like I said, like, Wayne, Drake, Nicki, like, I don't know. Who's somebody else? I don't look for them.
Any rapper who talk about how much clothes they buy, they blouses, they ain't saying shit. Crazy thing is, when you got niggas from the Migos, no offense to y'all, because they ask sense when they actually talk. But you can have some, them niggas say shit before you on certain shit, something wrong. That's all I'm gonna say. If niggas are, if
I'll tell you what you
trap think. Rappers saying shit, the other rappers not, something wrong. Like the generic ones, not the lyric ones, the generic trap ones.
Nah, I agree with y'all for the most part. Like, it's certain people, like, I don't even look to hear from, or when somebody do say something, like, it don't surprise me what they said. And that's just, like, even with how we was going back to earlier, we talking about, like, certain people on social media saying something. That's one word I could use to describe that. Like, people we know, I mean, it's disappointing because it's not surprising. Like, it's not surprising because this who they are. Like, niggas ain't said nothing all week. As soon as it comes to riding,
Prime example, Lori Harvey. Like, come on, she
Airhead,
her and Summer. Like, I know
Summer Walker weirdo.
Lori, I don't look to you for nothing. Who? You an industry bop. Lori Harvey.
Oh yeah.
I don't look to her to say nothing. Summer, like, just release some music. Don't say nothing else. Just put out your music and keep it pushing. But as far as like the folks on, like Vontae was saying from Facebook, like, you niggas who ain't been saying nothing all week to, like, say RIP George and anything, but as soon as these riots start, you come out and show your little racist comments, nigga, we definitely notice you niggas. Like, people you go to high school with, like you said, like, it don't be surprising because you kind of felt like them niggas was kind of iffy in high school. And when them niggas come out and say something racist, you like, see, I knew it, bro. Like, you just, thank you for exposing yourself, my nigga, because I kind of felt it, but I couldn't prove it. But now you showing me, bro, and I appreciate it. So if I block you or unfriend you right now, just know it is personal, bro. Like, it ain't no hiding behind it.
That's the greatest thing that happened. Since Trump became president, the greatest thing is people taking the heads off. You see who people really are. It'd be the nice little lady. Like, if you've seen Black Klansman, that's the character of the big white lady who was super sweet, but the most racist, is the most truest thing in the world. It'd be the sweet white lady at the PTA meeting, bro. When I saw that movie, that shit hit me. That's how I really be. It'd be the sweetest, nice lady at the PTA meeting, the soccer games, and shit like that. So, you know, racism always comes at you with a smile, dog.
But what gets me with people that talking about, oh, if they block traffic, I'm going to run them over. So you got to think about what that symbolizes. You blocking traffic, people who blocking traffic, creating a situation like you up against the wall. How you going to react? You going to find another way around it, or you just going to act with aggression? Niggas literally talking about running people over. So how can you not understand Black people feel like they up against the wall and they acting out with aggression?
True that. Yeah.
So, oh man. So here, you know, we had riots in Fort Worth. We had riots in Dallas. We had riots. We got an 8 o'clock curfew today.
Damn.
Which, I mean, guess the only thing you can't do is, obviously, you can't be out there riding and stuff. So that's pretty much to keep them from riding. I believe you can still, like, go get food and stuff, but you can't just be out just doing whatever, you know what I'm saying? But I don't even think that's necessary, but hey, it is what it is. Like, it is what it is. So celebrity.
Like, I will agree with Gary though about like having a plan. Like, we can't do all this and then at the end of the day, like, just go back to, like, we gotta have some type of plan. What you,
Obama, like, putting out some guidelines. So Obama put out some guidelines. Our former president got to step up, and I didn't even check.
What did he say?
I didn't honestly check. It's just funny when I saw that. Like, dang, our own president, all he could do is call us thugs and tell the government to shoot the looters. But our former president is like, okay,
and that's
shoot. And again, like we said, like this nigga Trump done been found guilty. Like, even though he didn't go to court or nothing for it, but literally orally raped molested. I mean, he's a whole pedophile. 100%
pedophile. And one of them was a dude. Like, it don't even matter.
100% pedophile. Like, he literally messed with little boys and little girls. Like, Epstein, like, they say he got Epstein killed to not, you know, release everything. But, I mean, we got enough to, we have proof. Like, and there are people who still vote for this man who will see that and say that that's not true. And it's literally true that there's documents of him paying off these people after messing with their kids. Just, the world is an evil, greedy, sick place, my nigga. Like, it's crazy, bro.
I mean, it's slowly, but we slowly moving toward a dictatorship. I truly believe this nigga Trump get beat in November. That nigga gonna try to cause hell, bro. Like, he's...
And he's not, like... Just imagine how many sick people there is in this world to let a pedophile win not only once, but potentially twice. Think about how many sick people there are in the world who would do that. We have proven documents of this nigga being a pedophile, orally raping little boys and girls. Like, he's gay. Like, he's all that, bro. Like, nothing wrong with being gay, of course, obviously. But I'm just saying, like, we're talking about the president of the United States. Like, all this stuff combined, bro. Like,
National Guard been little, like, deployed many times, but when have been turned off U.S. citizen,
right?
Literally saying, if they loot and shoot them, like, what, bro?
Then he called for like all his MAGA supporters to come at the White House after the riots or whatever in front of the White House a few days ago.
Even when he said something about his speech today, nigga threw in something about the Second Amendment. Like, what the hell did that got to do with anything? So basically, you trying to throw a little dog whistle. Hey, if y'all see people out there practice your Second Amendment right and shoot, like, bro, I'm telling you, that's why I keep mine on me wherever I go, bro.
It's crazy, my nigga, and he gonna get them same things just like Little Machete Man and the little girl at Target got. You out here trying to do that, black folks gonna beat you up, my nigga. They gonna do you dirty and they gonna do you bad because we not playing with y'all no more because we tired of seeing Ahmaud Arbery type situations happen too. It ain't even just the police, it's y'all too. Like, we tired of all those situations happening, bro. So we not finna be out here playing with y'all.
I don't
want to. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying, I don't think
it's... You know what's crazy?
No, I was saying, I don't think...
The thing that's crazy is, like, when they had white people, like...
Luke.
Go, dog. What's up, Vontae?
Man, yeah. How is this nigga Tevin connected? But I ain't hear this nigga say not one thing.
He ain't trying to say nothing. He just to be a part. Young Gary.
Yeah, I'm back.
Yeah. We good, man. LGTV.TV. Right back at it, crack at it.
See, I'm telling you, it's a conspiracy, dog. You got something to talk about for real, nigga. The system keeps
they don't want us to speak about it. But we're going to speak on it.
I agree. Like, I was listening. I listened to Undisputed. Shout out to my job for letting me work at home so I can listen to stuff in peace without trying to hide.
Nigga, don't be working, dog.
Nah, I be working. Don't say that bro. Steve J said, we got to be careful. Like, you can be mad and stuff. You got to be careful with taking that bait, bro. It's going to happen. Like you said, Lou, we want to fight niggas. We want to come beat you up. Niggas going to start coming out with guns, and black people going to start getting their guns, and you already know. They see us with a gun. He got a gun. Like a blob. Mm-hmm. Like, tell you, we got it.
And then it's going to end up being police and other people shooting at black folks.
But you remember,
just because they think.
Remember the last couple of years, you had massive amount of white people with guns showing up to government buildings to so-called protests, and nothing happened. Guns. Yep. Dylan Roof.
Just had people protesting the COVID lock-ins. Yeah.
Because mayonnaise patties wanted to get their hair and nails done.
I guarantee nine times out of ten, I'm not gonna say ten, but nine times out of ten, white dude walk in the store with a gun, he just practicing his Second Amendment right. Let a black dude, they calling the cops. It's a suspicious black guy walking around with a gun. Like, bro, I mean, they just like America is scared of the black man.
Oh yeah, I remember in high school, it was like we was just walking to go hoop. a white lady saw us, looked behind, started walking fast as shit. I was like, we just coming out of school and we trying to go play basketball. I saw that shit.
Bro, like, you have, like, I mean, I understand the conversation about race. It's uncomfortable, but we got to have it, bro. So, I mean, I'm colorblind. Like, I love every, bro. It's I don't see black. I don't see white, bro. That's the problem right there. I see everybody as
a human. That's the problem.
Bro, you got to, it's the problem.
You have to see color. Everybody want to be black.
That's a cop out. That's just a cop out way.
But shout out to, like, I saw, it was a black boy. He jumped the gate. They might have been at the White House, but he jumped the gate, you know, just protesting, hands up and everything. Then a white girl jumped in front of him, you know, protect him and everything. So definitely 100%. Shout out to, other people like that.
There's some white allies out here, bro. Yeah,
exactly, exactly. Shout out to you.
We have legitimate allies, okay? We always had
to the ones who really care. Yeah, to the ones who really care about us. Thank you. We appreciate you. Shout out to you. Thank you.
And it's just weird. 100 white people come up with guns. Oh, they're fine. They're good. One black man digging his pocket for his wallet. Shoot his ass. Like it's weird. Like the psyche you got to be to be in to be a black man is fucking stressful.
It's fucking. It is so damn stressful being black.
Yep.
Yeah, it is stressful.
It's stressful, bro. As young black man,
because of our skin, looked at as a third.
Monte got a son. Shit is rough. It's rough.
Yeah.
Getting profiled and shit. all of us at least been profiled once.
I got a story.
What's that?
I got a real story. So
what happened?
Me, and a little guy, he's black as well. I know he's one of his buddies, a white guy, who were riding around Linden. We were just trying to fix up my Honda. I think I had bought some new tires, put some new tires on. And we was headed, it was a Sunday. We was headed to like one of the, it's like a little mechanic tire shop, like a little mom and pop little auto store. Yeah, mom and pop auto store in Linden. We went to the parking lot to see if it was open Sunday. We didn't think it was open, but we tried anyway. It was not open. We sat there for like 2 minutes thinking like, dang, we can't go nowhere. We ain't going to Atlanta. The car did not have tags because I hadn't ran in a while, and I hadn't put tires on it. So we pull out. State Trooper was there. Like, crap. But I was like, whatever. I'm just going to continue on. He threw his lights on. I pulled over by the car wash. Cool. You know, I'm at this point, but I ain't got no sticker tags. Crap. You know, I get a warning or I get tickets for my no stickers, no inspection, and no registration, I'm trying to say.
Yeah, I take that ticket all the time. You good.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, cool. Nope, that didn't happen. What happened was, like I said, and I had the car, it was full of junk, and like I said, I was in the front. The other black person in the front and the white guy was in the back, his friend. What happened was, everybody was told to get out, which is cool. I mean, it was a few years ago. I'm like, I got out. And the three other times I've been asked to have my car searched, I said yes. I'm like, whatever. Because I ain't got none. I'm not tripping at all. I ain't even got a cigarette in there. Go ahead. This time, the state trooper, white guy, I remember his name, Pierre. He just came off a little power trippy. Like, I'm like, you know what? Nah, I don't. I was like, sir, if I don't consent to a search, will I get penalized? No, you won't get penalized. But I was like, okay. I mean, I ain't got nothing, but I don't feel like getting searched. I don't. I just want to go home. Can you like write my? I just said, can you write my tickets? But I'm like, basically, what I'm saying, like, I just want to go home. I ain't tripping. Like, I ain't tripping. He's like, all right. What problem? He walked up to a walkie-talkie. He started talking to it. I went over to buy to see what he was saying. He's basically calling the K-9 unit. I stopped. Like, me and somebody. Hey, I thought you said if I said no, I would get penalized. He's like, yeah, we got to call the dogs because you don't want to let us search. I'm like, man, go ahead, search it. Like, I ain't got time to wait on some dogs that were coming from Atlanta, Texas. That's 13 miles away. It's going to be another 20 minutes till the dogs even get there. There was even no K-9s in the city. So I'm like, bro, forget out. Go ahead and look at it. Go ahead and look. No, I was like, no, we're going to call these dogs. I'm like, bet. So I walked back to my car, sat down. I mean, by this time, my cousin came up, my daddy came up, everybody stopped and looking because it looked bad. Like, a couple black people on the ground, like, state trooper came, every city cop came and a game board came. Like, it looked bad. Like,
God.
I mean, it looked bad. I was like, but everybody came up there to check on me and stuff. I felt love. Like people were like, you good, Trey? You good? Like everybody came up there and checked on me. But this is where it gets funny though. The dog gets there. Like ain't nothing really funny happened. He was being a jerk. The dog gets there. I'm like, bro, I know ain't nothing in my car. I'm not tripping. He sniffs around. The dude with the canine from the Atlanta, Texas City Police says, all right, the dog is alerted. We got to go in. I'm like, whatever. Like, and they went in my car and say, yes, I know anybody. Like, the dog alerted. They opened the door. They started looking through everything. I mean, it's junk in there. Like, it was clothes and it was just a lot of junk in there. They looked through it, throw stuff around, all the stuff, and they didn't find a single thing, not even a cigarette, bro. And he let me not get a ticket for my no tags, but he wrote the other one for the other one, which I didn't care. At that time, like, bro,
she got there in the first place. I just want
to
go.
The dog alerted. What did it alert to? Like, what is this? Like, if it alerted to some kind of drug, find the drug. Where is that, bro? I'd never forget that. But you can just say, oh, the dog. Oh, man, that's like a infringement upon my like inalienable rights.
System, yes. And we've seen in that position, like recently, we've seen niggas put. Well, police put like drop something, some drugs or something in people's cars. Like, we have proof, we have video. A nigga recorded himself doing it on his body cam, like being dumb, drugs in somebody's car, falsely accusing them. So, just imagine how many times it happened without a camera. Like, in that situation, they probably getting away, like, nah, we gonna find something on you, even if we gotta put it in her, just because they probably be on some power type stuff. Like, focus on they're supposed to be, oh my
yeah we can
okay yeah no I'm saying like police officers are supposed to be focused on protecting and doing right by us, but instead they're more focused on trying to catch you for something, trying to plant something on you, trying to do something negative instead of the positive side of the job. That's why I 100% salute to the officers who, you know, joined in, walking with protesters, talk with protesters, like just sat and had a conversation. I salute to all those officers because so many of them did the exact opposite, bro.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right.
So definitely salute to the officers who actually, like I said, it don't take nothing for a sheriff or somebody to come out, have a conversation with the peaceful protesters, see what's on their mind, just talk with them, bro. It don't take nothing for that. But you got so many police officers who just coming out there and all they want to do is do something negative to you, hurt you, do something bad to you, shoot, try to kill you with a rubber bullet. Like, just because they say they're rubber bullets, they got metal inside. They done took people's eyes out, bro. They done hurt people bad with them. And it don't make no sense, bro. It don't make no sense, bro.
Yeah, it don't.
Yeah, it's crazy, bro.
And I don't know when it's gonna change, but I mean, this is the type of stuff that get their attention. Like, it's crazy you got to go crazy on folks to get their attention. But again, niggas, Colin just wanted to take a knee, and he said it's because black people are getting killed. Hey. That's it.
Let's do this. He just wanted to sit down during the national anthem. He just sat first. He sat down. They're like, no way, take a knee. Okay, I'll take a knee.
And everybody, and all people want to focus on was, he disrespecting the flag. This, like, we done talked about it so much, it's exhausting, but it's still crazy to me, bro, that we're seeing all this stuff happen, and what Colin was protesting is this exact type of stuff. But you got other people saying that we shouldn't protest any other kind of way except that, but y'all didn't like that.
Because it was to the y'all could ignore it.
Literally couldn't ignore it, because if he had kneeled during a national anthem, then it would have never been talked about because nobody cares.
Nobody would have cared.
So when else is he supposed to do something to make it a well-known problem?
Like I said, man, Colin Kaepernick better be in the history books. Like with Martin Luther King and everybody else. Like, yeah, he did. He did something. He did.
Like, kneeling during a song that so many people don't connect with. I'm sure half the niggas we know don't care about no national anthem, don't care about no flag for a country that don't do nothing for them, that got a system of systematic racism. We don't care, bro.
It's been like dropping them.
Vontae, you good?
Yeah, I'm good. I was listening. I'm agreeing with everything you said, bro.
Yeah. So I mean, like I said, like Colin was like Trey said, he need to be in the history books because what he did was so influential, so inspirational. Because again, he lost his whole great career over nothing. Great career.
He didn't work at Home Depot. He was a multimillionaire, bro. Like he put his neck on the line, bro.
Because
we had a lot of technical difficulties.
And then I don't understand like why people are even still arguing about that, bro. We still are arguing about like we still having to tell people when we say Black Lives Matter. We're not saying all lives don't matter. We just saying Black lives do matter. You know what I'm saying? Like, and all lives can't matter if Black lives don't, so it don't even matter. You know what I'm saying? You saying that. Right.
Black Lives Matter also. You know what we're trying to say. Y'all just want something.
Exactly.
Some kind of diverted. Something to divert attention. And I feel like that's a form of some kind of racism. Like, you know, bro, like, you can't just open your mind just to sit back and chill and see what we're saying. Like, bro, that's, you don't want us to make it. That's racism. I don't care, bro.
When one house is on fire, the fire department comes to get that house. Not, let's pick on all the houses to make sure. No, nigga, this house is a trap. Yes. Like, what, like, why are we having, if I have to argue about that, I don't care what you say, you racist. If I have to even, because you don't have, because everybody got common sense, even though I might call you stupid, you got enough common sense when you say Black Lives Matter. So if you argue against that, you racist, bro.
I'll say my peace of mind and see what you say back. But what about people, black on black crime? Okay, get out of here. You gone. You good. You good, bro. You good. We good, bro.
You good. And when I say you good, I hope you understand what I mean. F you, nigga. I hope you feel that through my computer screen, my phone. Like, I hope you feel that. I hope you feel exactly what I'm saying when I say, all right, you good, bro. Like, because if you say something else, I'm going to go off on you. So I'm going to chill for now. But, like, you racist, my nigga. And if you was a friend of mine or something, and I, like I said, if I block you, if I unfriend you, just know that it's personal because I'm not going to keep going back and forth with you about something that's so easy. So easy to understand, bro. Like, I just can't believe there's so many people that argue back with you when you say Black Lives Matter. Like, and then you show them cases of like Sandra Bland, like, oh, this happy go lucky lady who just so happened to randomly commit suicide after getting pulled over for a ticket, a little ticket. Like, when I show you cases of George Floyd, when I show you Tamir Rice, when I show you Philando Castile, when I keep showing you this and you keep retorting it, you're racist. Like, that's period point blank. I'm going to call you that. It's a fact.
Nah. Like, you're right.
And that's
right,
it, Luke, bro.
Because with the Philando Castile thing, he told the police what he had on him. They still shot him.
The guys on there. Like, if I tell you,
I have to be cops, man. It's a job. That's not for everyone.
How can I tell you I have a gun and I reach for my wallet and you shoot me? How does that make sense? I told you what I have. And he wasn't reaching back in a way like he finna draw a gun. You wanted his ID. Like, again, if I keep showing you situations like that and you are on the complete opposite side of being of that being wrong, you're racist and I'm done.
You have a rebut for everything.
Everything, bro. Like,
oh, well, he should have listened. Oh, well, he could breathe because he said, I can't breathe. That means you can breathe.
What? Like, so nobody has ever been kind of like, I don't know the situation, but we all know the feeling of like, you can't breathe, but you could say something while you can't. Like, nigga, you could still talk for a second until you lose all your breath. Like, what are you saying? If he could talk, he could breathe. Are you dumb?
Yeah, he could breathe. Wrestling and got put in a chokehold, and you're like, oh, I can't breathe. Real. And if they tighten up, it's gonna get worse. But you could say something at that moment, like, oh, bro, chill. You could say something.
Right.
Yeah.
So again,
Glenn,
if you said
go to McDonald's. A nigga, a white kid pull up to a Walmart with a gun on him. He gets arrested, not shot, not being beat down, just arrested with a smile on his face. Like, what? And it's like they're just they letting us know every single day, like, hey, bitch, I can do what I want. Ha.
It's a system, bro. Like I say, people say it's a few bad apples. No, it's the system, bro. It's
it's the entire system in every single state, in every city, in every all over the country. Like,
for him to be able to have that look on his face with a knee in his neck, knowing that he could be killing that man, that's a system because he felt like he could get away with it. That's a whole entire system. And people talk about, like, what's going to happen after this. I don't know, but we got to do something. Like, don't ask me about what's going to happen after this. I don't know. But what are we going to do? We have to do something. Like, we can't just keep sitting back and taking it. Like, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know.
Again, I'll shoot you, and, like, boom.
Hell, Gary, talking about.
He talking. You got somebody over your house, Gary? He talking to somebody over there.
Yeah, I'm playing Call of Duty with my girl. Yeah, but it's just like I'm like you say, like I said earlier, me and Trevor talking about being tired, being sick and tired. Like, how?
Hello?
You got cut off, Gary.
Well, go here.
Gary got cut off. Tevin. What's up, bro?
Yeah, I'm just sitting here listening.
We know you got some strong feelings, man.
We know you missed the Facebook argument, man. How you been going in on niggas?
Hey, I'm trying to.
Tell me that, though. I ain't gonna lie.
He out there. How you feel about everything, tell me?
Frustrated, bro.
Yeah.
Feeling frustrated, traumatized, stuff like that. Bro.
I mean, we definitely traumatized. Like Gary said earlier, like I don't like being around police. Like, and it's crazy that when you grow up, every encounter you have with a police officer becomes negative. Like, you don't really see, like, you know what I'm saying? You don't even be around police enough to have, like, good situations and bad situations. You know what I'm saying? Like, every situation that you kind of have with a police officer mostly is negative. Like, you're either getting pulled over. Like, even if you see a police officer out, they don't normally be like, how you, you know what I'm saying? Like friendly. You know what I'm saying? So every situation you have with them is negative. So you become traumatized. Like, I don't even like being around a police officer. Like, whether he behind me, he on the side of me, he like I don't want to be around you, bro. Yeah,
they get,
you know what I'm saying?
Just feel like they looking for something. Like you be standing in line at exactly. They behind you. It ain't no like, hey, how you doing, man? You doing good? No, hey, I know you're. No, it's
they exactly.
Like
it's like
they looking you up and down. Like, okay,
you don't have nothing on you. No, you just a normal living citizen. But it just feel like, but I'm black though. You know what I'm saying? Like the drugs and everything is like another offense. Like being black is like already one offense. You like, well, dang, I ain't got nothing on me, but I'm black though. So shoot, it could be something. You know what I'm saying? Like,
oh,
it's crazy, bro. It's crazy.
You're a citizen with a gun in your car. Oh, that's enough. We finna finish it right here.
Exactly, bro. Like, I hate that feeling. I hate my son got to grow up in it. I hate that we living in it. I hate that people have had to live in it. It's just frustrating, bro. It's frustrating.
But I will say this, though. To my people that say, well, they're listening to them celebrities talking about how they don't, they're not going to vote for anybody. How they listen, you know, like people like P. Diddy, you know, and talking about he ain't gonna vote for neither one of them, you know. Like right now, you gotta vote.
But like I said earlier, like that's thinking about like just the presidential elections, but there are smaller elections that people say, you know, vote for the mayor, you know, the mayor or, you know, electives in your city and stuff like that. But even then, niggas like, for what? What is that going to do for me? How is that going to change things for me? Like, everybody feel like everything is corrupted. And it's when you look at it, it's like, well, dang, it's kind of true. You know what I'm saying? Like,
y'all hear me?
No, but we don't feel like nobody's in support of us. Yeah, we can hear you, bro.
Biden is evil, but you know we not gonna have him for probably about we gonna have him for long. He already said it, so you know he's like a probably like a bridge guy. He already said he ain't gonna be in there for long, but It's better than nothing right now. I mean,
it's better than a convicted pedophile. That's okay.
We got to vote. 100% racist. The only reason Trump in there is because we didn't vote. I'm probably one of the people that didn't vote, and the reason why he's in there. But the only reason why he's in there is because we didn't vote. If we go out and vote, we got to vote. And you got to get him out of there.
Even in the midst of this, I mean, we done had some good news. It seemed like the NBA gonna come back. It seemed like the NFL gonna be back. Like, but we can't even, you know, get to the positive stuff about that because dealing with this, like, we in the middle of Corona. Like, we done forgot about COVID because it's like, bro, like, this is the pressing issue.
Like, and let's be real. For the listeners out there for LGTV.TV, I'm the only one of us with a criminal justice degree, and I'm still nervous.
Weird flex, bro.
Little semi flex.
Yeah.
Flex on him, being young man. Flex on him.
Yeah.
Gary.
Oh, we got Tevin. Tevin has his associate's degree as well. Criminal justice.
Oh,
no. Forgot about my Tevin ass.
It's the extra
T in LGBT. Yeah, especially
for everybody on love and their own fan base. But even then, bro, like, no matter what, I got my oldest brother a cop, my best friend's first grade a cop, and it's just no matter, even if you're a cop, you ain't safe. A black cop ain't safe. You in cases of them niggas in plain clothes getting harassed by other officers. Oh, I didn't know he was one. Shit like that happens all the time.
Hey, Gary.
Yeah,
you remember you had that job where you was I forgot what you was doing, but you had to work in San Antonio one time and you got some apartments that somebody called the laws on you.
Yeah, I was working as an AT&T salesperson. So they was called, somebody called the police on us. I'm just like, shit. I was cool and I didn't give a fuck. I'm out there, I'm just like, I can leave.
I don't want to be out there. We done seen numerous accounts of that. Like, it was a man recently. He was doing, I think he did furniture. He went into a gated neighborhood, went in there, dropped off the furniture. He was coming out. White man stopped him, like, what are you doing in here? Why are you here? All that, like, made a big commotion about it. Like, and he was literally dropping off furniture, bro, like, just doing his job. So I mean I don't know when it changed. I just needed to, and we needed to, and whatever it takes, honestly. Whatever it takes, bro. What y'all feel about have y'all seen anything they said about the NBA about trying to determine
put an asterisk by the Lakers championship when they win? So that's not what that's,
no, they can't do that. I mean I don't think it should be an asterisk. Just like when they had a lockout season, I don't think, regardless of what happened, whoever win, you gonna earn it. Because not only like is it been like this COVID stuff, but that means that, you know, potentially during this lockout, you stayed focused, even though it was hard. You stayed focused. You stayed working out. Like, so that's how I'm gonna look at it. So whoever win, I mean, salute to them. Because I don't think it should be an asterisk by it, because that's big to me.
But still, because of LeBron James, that's a little asterisk.
Yeah, I hope not. But have y'all seen? So they came out. They said that they might. They might do it the regular way. They might put 20 teams in, and kind of mix it up, kind of like March Madness style. For me, I just hope they just come back and just do it regularly.
Me too. I don't want anything for an asterisk. I don't want, well, he didn't have to face only right. The West. He got to play some East. I don't want to hear none of that. No. Don't play with me.
Vontae, what you think?
I don't know. I say start fresh next season, bro.
Yeah, of course you do.
So you don't want them to play at all?
Like you said, though, if they change it up like a March Madness style, they have like a one game Like, anybody can have one bad game, bro. And I'm running. Like, oh no, bro. Because I feel like the Lakers been holding secret workouts while everybody else ain't had the opportunity. Like,
why is this about the Lakers? What are you saying?
They said Brian was holding team workouts in an undisclosed location.
There you go.
Giving people COVID tests every. Bro, it's a conspiracy, bro.
Bro,
I know it, bro. Like, what do you expect, bro?
Man, bro, I'm sure Paul George and Kawhi have been working out together, bro. I'm sure they done did something, bro. It's just don't nobody care. I was gonna ask you about the Cowboys, but I forgot because I don't want to talk about the that man quarterback. It was something else. Dang, I forgot, bro.
We're going to give him a 4-year deal, bro. That's what's going to happen.
Andy Dalton? Andy Dalton?
You said a 4-year?
No trade, not Andy Dalton.
Oh. No, not.
Yeah, we're going to give him a 4-year. That's what it's going to come down to. I mean, it's right now, it's the 4th or 5-year deal, bro. Like, and, like, literally when every other quarterback got 4 years, like, you can't. Unless you're going to pay that 5th year at a crazy amount, then, hey, go
for it. July 15th, around the corner now. It used to be far away. Now, it's here pretty much. About 40-some days away. It'll be here before you know it. But any lasting thing I want to say about the protests and George Floyd? And not just George, but all the black people who done lost their life for no reason. Just want to make sure we get everything out.
I'm pretty sure by the next podcast, a whole lot, hopefully good news is going to happen and we can revisit it.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. That's it. Make sure to shout out to the police officers who doing right by the people. I definitely want to make sure I said
that. Shout out to the police officers that don't cover for wrongdoing just because they got the same job as the guy doing wrong. Like, where are all these good cops? All these good cops when the bad cop doing wrong? Are they just watching or they will actually knock the nigga off his, like, you know.
I don't know. But, like, the police chief in Houston, like, out there with the people, like, we need, like you said, we need more of that.
Yeah. I seen the video of him. He was out there. He's Mexican, right? Hispanic? Yeah. So, he was out there. I saw that, bro. So again, police officers who just come out just to have a conversation. Like, even if you don't walk with the protesters or something, just come out there and talk. But he did more than just talk. You know what I'm saying? He was supporting. So, again, shout out to him.
I can't believe Gary in Houston didn't bring that
up. Can you hear me? I've been saying that shit, but cut out because the shit ain't working. What you said?
It's because you're probably calling
me. You good.
Somebody's about to cheat. The police chief walked.
We just shouting out the sheriff out there.
Yeah, Acevedo. Yeah, I saw that. That was dope. I just feel like many others, I feel like his name would just be added to another long list of killings by police people in America. Like, so a lot of people, like, some people really just don't care what happened. They life go on. It happened to them, so they really don't care. So we do have a very small percentage.
And you have a lot of people who won't care until they're affected by it. And that's definitely the wrong way of thinking of it. Because if that's the case, then we'll never have enough people to actually make a difference. Like, it hasn't happened to me, but it's happened to people of my color, and I care. I care. 100%. I care. 1,000%. I care.
Shout out to John Boyega, the actor from Star Wars. That went off on all racist people on Instagram live and didn't give no fucks about no career when somebody asked him, what about your career? He said, fuck that. So, a shout out to him calling out all racist people
He said, you know, the British nigga. So
yeah, like we were saying earlier,
you ain't state. So what? I'm a black man first. That's real.
Like we said earlier, if you a celebrity, something like, again, I hope you say something, but I don't want you to come out saying some all lives type matter, like not without saying actually that, but kind of saying that, like not talking about racism, like you just kind of make a generic statement, like all people need to come together, like don't say nothing to me, bro, because I don't want to hear that. That's not what we need to hear. Duh, all people need to come together, but all people can't come together if a lot of people don't like a certain race. So. That don't matter. Because I've seen a lot of celebrities come out with them generic statements. I hate that.
What about what Michael Porter Jr. said? Statements,
man. Bro, he could have kept that to himself.
That's his white side, man.
That meme was funny.
It took me a second to get it. I'm like, because Bonte didn't get it, I think either. I'm like, hold on, white side. Like, oh, I get it. That shit was like she told Mr. Glass ass down somewhere. I remember, I didn't like him when he got in the draft. They just talking too much shit. The best one, they just don't like somebody. Shut your ass up, bitch.
Again, just because those generic statements don't mean nothing, bro. Because you're just saying stuff that we all—that's common sense. Duh. Like, again, all people need to come together. But I mean, how that's gonna happen if? It's people killing black people for no reason. How everybody gonna come together if it's racist people who still supporting black people getting killed? Like, we have to attack the problem at hand first. Bradley Beal said something like that too.
What?
Something about like just talk like one issue that we've been having, like talking about the protesting versus like the actual problem of the protest. Like he said something about protesting. Like if you ain't said nothing about the actual problem and you talking about protesting, I don't want to hear you either. Like you ain't even addressed the problem. Like
I don't care, the looting.
How you gonna have an opinion on that?
My biggest problem with the looting is that we have dumbass adults encouraging young kids to be out there doing that. Take your ass home. If something happens to somebody's kid, they'd be like, oh, what, my baby? Man, they need to be at home. All young, if you're under the age of 18, stay your ass at home. Because anything can pop off.
Yeah, man. But if I guess if we touched on everything, man, it was a good show, good episode, man. I'm glad we got to get all that off our chest, bro.
Sorry, definitely.
Always good to discuss some issues. Hopefully, like Bonte said, next time we talk, it'll be some good news. Ain't no telling, I mean, when the trial gonna be, but I mean, it'll be a while before that. But hopefully, when that happens, it'll be good news as well. Hopefully, they move up the charge from third degree to second or first. And we just need some good news around here, man, because this has been a tough year.
Yeah, they got a good attorney general right now.
Proceeding over the case.
Yeah, they got another one. The mayor got another one last night.
Yeah. Correct. He did do that. He did switch it. So hopefully. Yeah.
Before we go, though, I want to give credit where credit we do criticize him a lot, but what Floyd did by paying for all the services, I mean, I just saw on TMZ the $90,000 check he gave to cover all the services and all that. So, I mean, the family
services,
funeral services, yeah, because I think they said they have like four different ones in Minnesota, Houston. It's four different cities.
Go.
Stop, bro. Get out of here. So they have four different services for Floyd? For George?
Yeah, Mayweather he offered to cover all four services. They're going to have one in Houston, Minnesota, Charlotte, and another location at a later date. But they showed the $90,000 check that he gave that he gave to, I guess, to the family.
Go, Weather. Go.
No.
Thank you, Floyd, for doing something right in your life. We appreciate you for not ducking, helping. Emphasis on ducking.
not ducking, helping out.
Greatest defensive box of all time, does he duck?
We appreciate that for real though. We appreciate it. We appreciate everybody that's been standing with Steven Jackson. Obviously, he at the front of this because it was obviously somebody close to him. So, appreciate everybody that's sticking close to him and helping out the family. George Floyd, I think he has two daughters, if I'm not mistaken. I know he got daughters. So definitely salute to any and everybody that's helping close to the situation.
Right. Hey, what about Whitlock getting fired?
They say he leaving FS1.
Who got fired?
Yeah.
Whitlock. The Coon.
I didn't want to hear what he had to say anymore.
I don't know if he got fired. I don't know if he leaving. I don't care.
I read the article. They said they didn't renew his contract. His contract was up on, I want to say.
Oh, that's you fired. If they don't renew your contract, you fired.
He
can't
go to ESPN. I mean, he
can't. Like, nah, they're not going to take him. He's going to have to start.
They're going to Fox News. I don't know. In what capacity that nigga going to Fox News?
Who? But it's a reason they renew his contract, bro. They definitely it's a reason.
Morris and the Fedora.
You know, if you good, they keep.
Bro, people be emailing the station like, "What the hell is he talking about?" That's why.
Man, bro, you're out of there, bum. All that trying to be on the opposite side of black people and all of that and get you nowhere. So
goodbye. People emailing like, "I like the show FS1 of." But I can't stand Whitlock. I bet they get emails like that 24/7. We gotta let this know.
Man, gotta get him out of there.
He's hurting our ratings. And then he's like the he's like the front runner for the show. He nuts. Like he's the host. That's the one that's talking. Like the host. So, nah. Nuts.
Get him out of there. That's what FS1 said. Next, nigga, put that in. You gone. You out of there, bum.
Fat ass, the Lars and the Fedora.
I'm gonna tell you why Kaepernick protesting and kneeling was a bad idea. Next. Okay.
LeBron James does not know where racism is because he's rich.
Oh man, bro. You saying that just bring me back to all them people who was so down on Cap for when he was kneeling, bro. Like it was
only what 2 years ago. Man, it's so quick to remember. I still remember all that shit. All he wanted to do was protest. You got the nigga you got the orange peel with a toupee on, aka the president, talking about this and that and this and that. Shut your ass up, rapist. Grab her by the pussy.
All he did was take a knee. During this little sacred song y'all love, that's all he did, bro. And y'all condemned him so much. That's why I seen a tweet saying all these people that's nostalgic about Martin Luther King trying to act like they love him and stuff, they would have been the same people who disagreed with everything Martin Luther King was doing. Like it was like like 75% of the country didn't agree with what he was doing, bro. Like, and that's easy to see when you have a person peacefully kneeling. Like, I'm not shocked that there was people who didn't like what Martin Luther King was doing. Like,
and even with Malcolm X's own people got him out the way, so the white people didn't have to worry about him.
Yeah, Malcolm X is a even sadder situation.
I'm still reading the book. I'm almost done with it. I've been reading it for a while now. Back to Malcolm X. Every black man should read that book once.
Yeah. But until next time, man, hope everybody stay safe. All my black people, I love you, man. I'm rooting for everybody that's black, everybody. I'm rooting for all of y'all, bro. For sure, for sure.
All right, I'm out. Y'all have a good one.
LGTV, man. Lou, Gary, Trey, Vontae. Young Tevin. We out, man.
Call that boy Trigger Trey.
Lou, we out, man. LGTV.TV.